Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107, Sunday, Second Class, February 11th, 2024, Romans.
Mice are still out there playing. Not working. It's not like it was in the first class. I mean, I don't need it, except that it's going to be recorded back there. Hello, hello. That better? That better? What did we do wrong here? Hello? 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 No, it doesn't. See, we got state-of-the-art new equipment. Just that the people operating it are not state-of-the-art. That's the testing, 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 no. Hello, hello. Now, did you change this at halftime? No, but I mean, don't we usually change this at halftime?
No, we take it back in to do record the introduction of the second class, and then we bring it back up, and the problem's there.
Try one more time. Testing, testing, testing.
New mic.
We need to get this recorded now. Back. Okay, not to worry. You're going to stay another 2 hours after. See, I'm back in the, what? And anyone willing to for Don and Sue Lepchek, please let Debbie know sometime this week. Not she's got to leave right after class this morning, but sometime this week, anyone willing to provide a meal for Don and Sue Lepchek, please let Debbie know sometime this week.
Test 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1.
So when you guys took that back at the first class, you broke it, huh?
I guess so.
Okay. Testing. All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Romans 6, verse 22 sounds like this: But now, having been set free from the sin nature, retroactive positional truth, and having become enslaved to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, current positional truth, you are having your benefits and advantages resulting in sanctification, and the outcome is eternal life. Now we noted this transfer of slavery from the sin nature to the Lord Jesus Christ occurs at the moment of salvation, the moment of faith in Jesus Christ. Just a second. At the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, as an unbeliever, enslaved to the sin nature, you had absolutely no benefits, no advantages that you enjoyed. But now, as a believer, enslaved to the Lord Jesus Christ, you have and enjoy amazing advantages and benefits. As a believer and slave to the Lord Jesus Christ, you have the amazing advantages and benefits of sanctification. And sanctification is in three parts: positional sanctification, phase one sanctification at salvation, experiential sanctification, phase two sanctification, living your spiritual life after salvation, and ultimate sanctification, phase three sanctification, your resurrection body living with God forever in heaven. So let's take a look at these amazing advantages and benefits of sanctification. First of all, positional sanctification. Phase one sanctification. Entered into union with Jesus Christ, the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, provides amazing advantages and benefits, such as, one, we, in union with Christ, we share the eternal life of Jesus Christ, which, combined with the imputation of eternal life at regeneration, results in a double portion of eternal life. 1 John 5, 11 and 12. And turn over to 1 John 5, 11 and 12. 1 John 5, 11 and 12. 1 John 5, verse 11. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. This is sharing the eternal life of Jesus Christ in union with Him through current positional truth. The one who has the Son has life. The one who does not have the Son of God does not have life. And I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. So, phase one sanctification provides the amazing advantages and benefits of sharing the eternal life of Christ. Secondly, sharing the righteousness of Christ, which, combined with the imputation of righteousness from the Father, results in a double portion of God's righteousness for the church age believer. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5, 21. He, God the Father, made him, the Lord Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, the impeccability of Jesus Christ, sinless perfection, to be sin on our behalf, the imputation of the world's sins to Jesus Christ on the cross and the judgment of them, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him, in union with Jesus Christ. So again, we are looking at phase one sanctification provides the amazing advantages and benefits of sharing the eternal life of Christ, sharing the righteousness of Christ. Third, sharing his election. Sharing his election, Ephesians 1, verse 4. Ephesians 1, verse 4. Ephesians 1, 4, for he elected us to privilege. He elected us to privilege in him, in union with Jesus Christ, before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight. Fourth, sharing the sonship of Christ. We share the sonship of Christ. Turn over to Galatians 3. Galatians 3. Galatians 3, verse 26 and 27. You are all sons of God, royal family of God. How? Through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized, the baptism of the Spirit, unique to the church age, not to any other time in human history. For all of you who were baptized into Christ, in union with Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. So we share his sonship. Fifth, God the Father pursues us with grace in Christ. God the Father pursues, I love this, he pursues us with grace. It's not that hard to catch most of us. Ephesians 1, verse 6. To the praise of his glorious grace, by means of which grace he has pursued us with grace, where? In the one he loved, the beloved, in union with Jesus Christ. So God the Father pursues us with grace in Christ. Sixth, sharing the heirship of Christ. Sharing the heirship of Christ. Romans 8. Romans 8, 16 and 17. Excuse me. Romans 8, 16 and 17. The Spirit, God the Holy Spirit himself, testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Seventh, We share the royal priesthood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a royal priest. We share his royal priesthood. 1 Peter 2, verses 5 and 9. 1 Peter 2, verse 5. First Peter 2, verse 5, you also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Verse 9, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the virtues of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And eight, the phase one sanctification provides the amazing advantage and benefit of being made royal family of God, spiritual aristocracy. In the Old Testament, they were family of God, regeneration. But we are the only believers in the church age that are royal family of God, because we are in union with the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. So, as a believer and slave to the Lord Jesus Christ, you have amazing advantages and benefits of sanctification. Positional sanctification, which we just noted. Secondly, experiential sanctification. Phase two sanctification. And that provides the amazing advantages and benefits of, one, we have been given the unique spiritual life of the church age. The unique spiritual life of the church age. The first person to ever receive this was the Lord Jesus Christ in his hypostatic union. He lived the unique spiritual life himself and then passed it on to us, the royal family of the church age. So two, the universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit never occurred in any other time in human history, occurs now in the church age. The universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit as the base of operations for the filling of the Spirit, the divine power to live the spiritual life. The spiritual life is the supernatural way of life, demands supernatural power for its execution. That supernatural power is God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit. And third, we are encapsulated by the integrity of God, establishing the grace pipeline for amazing blessings. We are encapsulated by the integrity of God, establishing the grace pipeline for amazing blessings. 40 salvation blessings come to us instantly. Now, we don't earn or deserve one blessing. We don't earn or deserve even one. And yet, at the moment of faith in Christ, God imputes his righteousness to us, establishing a grace pipeline with his justice on one end, imputed righteousness on the other. And why? So he can send down amazing blessings. 40 salvation blessings came to you instantly at the moment of faith in Christ. And then after that, every day, from the day of your salvation to today, every day, logistical grace, blessing, and support to keep you alive in the middle of the devil's world. Temporal security so that you can fulfill God's plan, will, and purpose for your life. We're here just a very short time. Now, Randy and I were talking, and, you know, a few years ago, 20 years ago, if we were going through the spiritual hurdling that we're going through now, we would have been kind of enjoying, looking forward to coming back. and being here on earth, not in heaven. But with everything that's going on in this nation, with everything that's going on around the world, well, when they put me under, I look like a human pincushion. I had IVs all over my body. I had three of them in my neck. I know you want to know all these things. Both arms. But I thought, okay. In fact, I told the doctors, I said, he didn't know it was my birthday. I said, it's my birthday today. It's your birthday? Yeah, thanks for coming to my party. And you know what? Doc, you're going to do a great job, and don't worry about it. Whatever. The Lord's in charge. He's helping you. He's leading you and guiding you, and you know what? And if he says, Pastor Olson, get your patootie up here, I'm going to heaven. And if he doesn't, I'll be here on earth. But it's all in the grace of God and the power of God. But I was kind of looking forward. Gee, all right, I'm going to wake up in heaven. But I woke up with IVs all over my body, and I've studied the Bible, and the interim body and resurrection body has no IVs anywhere. Can't find it anywhere. So I knew I was still here. They said, how are you doing? I go, oh, I have never been better in my life. Let's light this candle. Let's get going here. So we have 40 salvation blessings given to us instantly, and then every day, right up to today, logistical grace, blessing and support, temporal security, so that we might make the good decision to execute God's plan, will, and purpose for our life, so that he can pour out greater grace blessings for time and for eternity. So the great advantage and benefit of being enslaved to the Lord Jesus Christ is living the unique spiritual life of the church age, attaining spiritual maturity, and that results in maximum glorification of God and receiving our greater grace blessings. Greater grace blessing for time, greater grace blessing for eternity, awarded at the judgment seat of Christ. And then third part of sanctification, ultimate sanctification, phase three sanctification. And that provides the amazing advantages and benefits of one, having a resurrection body. Resurrection body is awesome, amazing. You'll never be going for any surgeries when you get your resurrection body. So phase three sanctification provides the amazing advantages and benefits of a resurrection body. Secondly, the amazing advantages and benefits of the state of being blameless before God. Blameless before God. Now this is seen in a couple passages. Ephesians 1 again, verse 4. Ephesians 1, verse 4. For he elected us to privilege in him, in union with Christ, before the creation of the world, to be what? To be holy and blameless in his sight. And then over in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 8. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 8. Who shall also confirm you to the end, blameless, in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then third, the amazing phase three sanctification provides the amazing advantages and benefits that following the rapture, at the judgment seat of Christ, winner believers will receive their greater grace blessings for the eternal state. They will receive their greater grace blessing for the eternal state. These greater grace blessings will glorify God forever and ever and ever. These greater grace blessings include the crown of righteousness, the crown of life, the crown of glory for the pastor, and the ultimate decoration, the order of the morning star. First of all, the grace of righteousness. And you all, I expect all of you to qualify and receive at the judgment seat of Christ the crown of righteousness. Turn over to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, the last epistle the Apostle Paul wrote before he went to heaven. And this is how a winner believer describes physical death. Verse 6. For I, the Apostle Paul, I'm already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. That's physical death. And that's your physical death for you is a departure. It's your departure. You leave earth and you're absent from the body and face to face with the Lord. It's a departure. You're still living. You're now living in an interim body with face to face with Jesus Christ. And unless we're in the rapture generation and then we receive a resurrection body at the rapture and we're with Jesus Christ forever and ever. But it's a departure. It's a departure out of your human body and out of into a resurrection body or interim body. And then he says, I have fought the good fight. I hope all of you can say that. I've fought the good fight. I have finished the race. See, God loves track and field. I have finished the race. I have kept the doctrine. The body of faith, the word of God. He kept it. He knew it. He believed it. He didn't turn away from it. He didn't say, I don't want it anymore. He didn't say, I don't need it. He kept it. He understood that the word of God was more important than the air that he breathed. And then he says, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. And that day is the judgment seat of Christ following the rapture. That's the crown of righteousness. And then the crown of life. Turn over to James. James chapter 1, verse 12. The crown of, and you're all qualified to receive the crown of life. I hope you all receive the crown of righteousness and the crown of life. The crown of life. The first word I have in this is, again, the translation is blessed. It's not blessed. It's makarioi in the plural. Makarios means happy. It's in the plural, happinesses. And the best way to translate it is happinesses to the man who perseveres under testing. This is running your spiritual hurdles. Winner believers qualify for suffering for blessing. What an honor. What a privilege to be able to receive suffering for blessing. Only to the winner believer. Only to the mature believer. Not the baby believer. Not the reversionistic believer. Not the adolescent believer. But to the winner believer. God is able to give you, this is one of the greatest categories of greater grace blessing, suffering for blessing. And he's given you everything you need, precisely correct procedure, The precisely correct procedure is his problem-solving devices that you learn from his word that are out on the flat line of your soul, forward line of truth. And that's the precisely correct procedure to clear the hurdles of suffering for blessing and glorify God to the maximum. Happiness is to the man who perseveres under testing, because when he has passed the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to all those who love him. And then there is a special crown. It's for pastors, not for anybody else. It's for pastors. And that's called the crown of glory. Turn over to 1 Peter chapter 5. The crown of glory. First Peter chapter 5. Verse 1 starts out, it says, to the, well, you might have elders. It's presbyteroi. Presbyteros is one of the Greek words for the gift of pastor teacher. To you pastors, to the pastors among you, I appeal as a fellow presbyteros, pastor, a witness of Christ, a witness of Christ's suffering, and one who also will share and the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as an episkopos, an overseer, another word for the gift of pastor teacher, not because you must, but because you want to. You're willing. This is your life. There's nothing you would rather do. As God wants you to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. So that's for winter pastors. And then the ultimate decoration, the order of the morning star, Revelation. Revelation chapter 2. The order of the morning star. Revelation chapter 2, you might have in your translation, to him who overcomes. Terrible translation. Hanakon. Hanakon. You know Nike. If you're in track and field, Nike. Nike. Nike track shoe. Nike. It means, Nike means victory. The winner. Hanakon is a participle. Substantival participle means to the winner. The best translation is to the winner. To the Hanakon. To the winner. To the winner believer who does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. And then verse 28, and I will also give him the morning star, the order of the morning star. The outcome of the advantages and benefits of sanctification is described here. All the advantages and benefits of phase one sanctification, phase two sanctification, spiritual life, phase three sanctification, or resurrection body. The outcome of the advantages and benefits of sanctification, the destiny is eternal life. Our passage, Romans 6:22. God's plan has both temporal and eternal security, as well as temporal and eternal blessing. With our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit take these truths and set them apart for nourishment and benefit in our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.